Well, protesters have turned out across Europe as well as the bushfire crisis continues to attract international attention. They stopped traffic in London and there were also rallies in Berlin, Madrid, Copenhagen and Stockholm. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan spoke to some of the people who gathered outside Australia House in London.
A very long way from where the fires are raging, Londoners gathered on a crisp day to make their voices heard.
The scale of these fires are an ecological as well as a human disaster, would you agree?
Many wore koala hats to represent the massive loss of wildlife in Australia. Fee Radford from Bristol carried a sign which said, "Koalas, not coal." She and her friend Madeline Town came from Bath and Bristol.
This is about telling the truth of the impact of dangerous climate change now, which is what we're seeing, and it's the beginning, it's not the end.
And Australia, you are custodians of precious species that exist nowhere else in the world.
Anne Coates from Sheffield became emotional when she spoke about watching what's happened to communities in New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia.
The government should be listening. Your Prime Minister especially is... he's just the laughingstock around the world. In fact, he's not the laughingstock because we're absolutely furious with him. And I don't know what it's going to take. I feel that people will become so mentally ill with this disaster because it's just too much for your heart. You just can't live with it. It just gets worse and worse every day.
Among the protesters were some of the tens of thousands of Australians living in London. Harley MacDonald-Eckersall is from Melbourne.
What's it been like for you being here in the UK and watching from afar what's been happening to our fellow Australians and also to the environment, the animals back home? Look, it's devastating. It's been so horrible being so far away from my friends and family. Australians are extraordinarily resilient people. Like, our First Nations people have survived genocide and are still continuing to try and care for the environment. It's horrible to see the devastation that's being wrought in my country.
Australian Dylan Berthier says the catastrophic conditions at home should force global leaders to adopt tougher measures to prepare for disasters.
I think that we all have a responsibility to put pressure on the Scott Morrison government to do something about the fires. I think a crisis of this magnitude is a global crisis. I think world leaders have a responsibility to call on the Australian government to enact new policy that will actually prevent this from happening in the future.
In Berlin, Madrid and Stockholm, hundreds turned out at similar protests also organised by the climate action group Extinction Rebellion. The bushfire emergency has been front page news in Europe for weeks. When the British Parliament returned earlier this week, Speaker Lindsay Hoyle said what's happening in Australia should act as a wake-up call for the world. This is Bridget Brennan in London reporting for Saturday AM.